Morning.
Tell me a little bit about the event and what we're going to be doing.
So we are so excited to partner with our friends at First Community Bank to once again offer Health First. And every year we try to tie a fun theme to it. And this year's theme is a healthcare adventure. And our focus is on, you know, being in the great outdoors, because there are a lot of benefits to being in the great outdoors. So it's open to anyone in the community. And for the second year in a row, this will be a family event. Used to, for years, we did a women's event, and there will still be lots of screenings geared towards women. But we have just opened that up to offer more screenings for men and children. And a lot of free health education, and everything, like I said, is free.
Madison, what are some of those screenings?
Yeah, so some of the screenings we're going to be offering this year, we're going to have our typical lab draws, so glucose, cholesterol, and thyroid. And then for men, we'll also have a PSA screening. Again, this is all lab draw, so you'll just visit the lab's booth and they will get you set up. We'll also be screening for blood pressure, balance and fall risk assessments, diabetic foot screenings, carotid artery screenings. We can schedule mammographies and heart healthy CTs. And we'll also be offering flu shots, free flu shots for everyone.
It's getting that season, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is. We also are offering, again, scoliosis screenings for our kids 18 and under.
Also want to point out, we have a couple of guest speakers at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Dr. Robert Emery, a urologist, will be speaking about overactive bladder. And then at 5:45, Dr. Jeffrey Keller, who is a general surgeon, he'll speak about colon cancer screening and prevention. All very, very good information to get in on. And ladies, let's talk a little bit about getting into the great outdoors. The Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission has been looped in.
Yeah, so they're going to be joining us this year. We thought they fit in our theme really well, and they're just going to be offering some education and resources on how you can access the outdoors in our state.
And of course, always opportunities to win door prizes. Yes. We know how to draw people in with free stuff.
Yes.
We have lots of our booths. Lots of our booths are geared, they're whatever health departments putting this on. And so we are so thankful for our employees who volunteer to offer this free event to the community. But they do love to get into the theme and decorate, and then they do also have door prizes. So there's lots of chances to win, but we also give away at the door, you'll get, this year, it's a lantern flashlight combo.
Oh, I like
so
that.
So it's pretty cool.
A chance to get out and use that in the great outdoors.
Yes.
Very, very good. This is all coming up tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 4 until 6:30, and it's at the Batesville Community Center, correct?
Yes. And also, we do currently have a contest on our Facebook page. You can just find our Health First event page. That'll be open till Tuesday. We have two coolers with some goodies inside. You just have to go and comment on that post. It gives you directions on there if you want to participate, and you can enter to win.
Very good. And Annie First Community Bank, once again, as we said, partnering on this. This is kind of an annual event for them as well.
Yes. Yes, it is. And we are so, so thankful for their partnership.
Well, ladies, we'll see you tomorrow at the Batesville Community Center. 4 o'clock is when all this begins.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. See you then. Health First coming up tomorrow night. Thanks to White River Health and First Community Bank. Annie Solis, Madison Campbell joining us in studio. Ladies, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.